Welcome to The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs. The heart of a man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps, Proverbs tells us. Whether you're a high school or college student, a young mom, or a mom like me with some all grown up and a few still getting ready to leave the nest, we need a plan for our life. Time passes so quickly. I was just in a high school classroom and a quote on the wall struck me. We won't remember the days, but we will remember the moments. It's so important for us to be offensive in the way we live our lives and not defensive, simply responding to whatever comes our way. We've heard that the way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. It's a good idea for us to look at our days, weeks, and years in the same way. Make a plan and stick to it. Here's an outline that I use in my own life. I like to see it written out, so I still use a real live planner that I can hold, consider, and adjust. First, planning our days. Consider things that build you up and strengthen you, like quiet time and exercise. Consider things that build your spouse up and strengthen them. A few moments to themselves when they get home or time to play with the kids. Consider things that will build up and strengthen your marriage, like time together. Consider things that build up and strengthen your family. Plan meals for every day. It helps to clean a different part of the house, too. Consider things that build up and strengthen your kids. Have a set time to wake them up, take naps, take baths, go to bed, dinner, time to work on homework. Next, plan your week. Go through and add practices, school programs, or sports. Add a one day a week Mother's Day out for preschool kids if money will allow. This is a great chance for them to have friend time and for you to run errands, have coffee with a friend, or just a little quiet. Go to church every Sunday, hopefully with your spouse, but if they won't go, then you take the kids. Plan a date night each week, even if it's just watching a movie and popcorn after the kids go to bed, but it's still a date. And then plan your years. Look into possible degrees you would like or other aspirations you can pursue. The years will pass quickly, whether you do something like that or not. Think forward on parenting. Spend time thinking about each child and what their strengths and weaknesses are. Look forward about your marriage. What do you want your marriage to look like in 6 months, 3 years, or 10? Pursue your marriage on purpose. I hope this helps. It definitely keeps me moving forward. Sure, there are days I don't want to do the laundry or spend time journaling, but I'm committed to the plan, and I want to live my life with purpose every day, each week, and each year. This is The Truth of the Matter from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers. I'm Candy Gibbs, and you can reach us at 354-2288.